Boy, we're really feeling good here today, friends. Here it is once again, time for Jelly Elliot and the Three Knotheads. Just sitting here under the old pine tree, showing out and showing our ignorance and having a good time and really enjoying ourselves. We'd like for you to sit around a spell there and enjoy yourselves with us if you can. We'd like to have you listen. We got a few tunes here all lined up, and we've been practicing. And the first one features Robert in his Strata Potato Garden Seed Fiddle on a tune called Lone Star Rag. Thank you, boys, thank you. By George, you know I like to never got in the right key, did it? But that bass fiddle, I'm telling you, I was trying to get the thing under my chin and couldn't make it. Well, there it was, anyhow, the old Lone Star Rag. You know, I got a little story here, friends, I wanted to pass on out to you that a little incident I know that happened up in our neck of the woods. It was a man and his wife lived up there, pretty close neighbors there. And they were mighty nice people, just good old-fashioned, good-hearted country people. And so the missus, she decided there one day that her and the old man, they kind of getting behind with their charity and first one thing and another, and she figured it's about time for them to do something for the community. Well, the graveyard, the country graveyard there, it had kind of gone lacking, and she figured it needed cleaning off. So they figured it'd be a good thing to go down and clean off the graveyard. It had a lot of grass and weeds and stuff growed up on it, so the old man, he got some hoes and shovels and things. They went down and looked it over and decided, well, the quickest way to get it clean would be just burn it off. Well, it happened to be dry, and the old man, he looked around, you know, and it didn't seem to be too much wind. So he got over on one side of the graveyard and set her on fire. Got him some grass and got it to burning good and just strode it all across there. Well, friends, sure enough, it happened, as it happens lots of times. There was more wind than they thought there was. First thing he knew, the graveyard was clean, all right, but so was the whole country around there. And it come mighty near getting up into the little old town. Our little town up there, well, it come mighty near getting into the town. We had to get out all the Forrester boys there, and myself, along with the people that lived around the community, and people that lived there in the little old town, and we had a hard time putting the fire out. Well, they started out to do a good deed, but it ended up doing an awful lot of damage. Just think of all the little timber, little trees, young trees that were sent to the graveyard. It sure was. Lots of them. Now, those people had a good thing at heart. And you know, friends, when you start to burn anything and you look around, look up at the treetops and all, there don't seem to be much wind. But you just start a little fire there, as you've probably already done, and notice how fast that thing will go crawling on the ground. It'll get gone. It don't take much wind. Just a real light breeze will really spread fire out. And you just got to be careful with it. You can't be too careful. You ought to have some water around, or be sure there's help. You can get help immediately if you need it. And you just can't be too careful. That's the point. We just got to be more careful with these forests and grass and woods fires. That's all there is to it. I wanted to tell you some more, but I guess I better play another tune here. We're going to get Slim to come up here. Slim, he's the only boy Ms. Watts got named Slim. And he's going to sing this next tune. It's a mighty pretty tune. And, friends, we hope you enjoy it. Just a closer walk with thee.
heart strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant this, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk.
Thank you, Slim. Thank you. Friends, you know, there's a lot of things here about fires and all that sort of stuff, fires in particular. They get loose and run wild through the woods, and just because some people are just not careful enough with trash. Now, you take like the trash. You tell Junior to get the trash and carry it out in the backyard and do away with it, burn it. Well, naturally, that's what he's going to do. The first thing he thinks of is burn the trash. And he goes out there, little feller, just as honest as he can be about it, you know, and trying to help Mama, and he runs out and pours the trash out there on the ground, sticks a match to it, and then he's got to go on and play Mama Peg or a game of ball or something. First thing you know, the backyard catches a fire, and it spreads off out through the edge of the woods, and then the whole countryside's burned off. Oh, you just can't be too careful. Friends, there's a few rules, or a few simple rules that you can go by that'll help us. I say us because we are all in this thing. One of us can't do it. Two of us can't do it. It takes all of us. There's a few little simple rules. First, you get a permit. If the state laws require it, you get this permit from your local fire warden or the forester fella there. That forester fella, he'll be glad to help you. And then when you go to burn brush or anything of that kind, pile it in small piles. You can do a much better job burning it. It'll burn up better and quicker. You don't have all those big chunks and old burn ends laying around the thing. Pick a sort of a damp day. Or you might hitch old Roadie to the turning plow there and plow fur around. It'll keep the fire from scattering out. You burn late in the afternoon. Have plenty of tools and water. Be sure that your neighbor knows you're going to burn, and so he might run in and help you. Shucks, I guess y'all already know all this stuff, friend, but I'm just merely reminding you of it. And just please be careful of them fires. Here's the next tune. We're going to feature Charlie. Yes, sir, the only boy Miss Tyler's got named Charlie. He's going to play the steel here. A beautiful Hawaiian tune, Hawaiian Sunset. Yeah. Thank you, Charlie. Friends, we've run out of time. The old clock on the wall is caught up with us. We're going to have to saddle up our horses and shove off down the trail. We've enjoyed sitting here on the pine tree with you, and here's just a little thought for the day that I'd like to leave with you. I want you to think about it. Now, you folks that live out near the fields and woods, and you've got some burning to do, remember that fire can be good or bad, and it's always up to you.
Hey, hell yeah!
Well, friends, this brings this little session to a close here. We've really enjoyed sitting here in the old pine tree playing for you. We've done our best to play the tunes that you wanted to hear. Now, don't forget, friends, this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest and woods fires.
Hey!